A Glen Allen couple was sentenced to prison yesterday after admitting to illegally buying and selling animal parts and guns. KCHU's Tony Gorman reports.
U.S. District Judge Timothy Burgess handed 47-year-old Jesse James LaBeouf a 9-year sentence for trading cigarettes, snow machines, guns, and other goods during trips to Savunga on St. Lawrence Island between 2010 and 2011. He received 500 pounds of raw ivory and 2 polar bear hides in return. Only natives living on the Alaska coast are allowed to hunt walrus unless it's artwork. Selling the ivory to private collectors is illegal. His longtime companion, 52-year-old Loretta Sternbach, received a 3.5-year sentence for buying protected animal parts during those visits. Assistant U.S. Attorney Yvonne Lamore.
He was already a convicted felon, and so he was prohibited from possessing any firearms, including the machine guns, of course, but he had a number of firearms throughout his house in addition to the firearms that he sold and or traded for ivory, and so that's one of the reasons that his sentence was higher than Ms. Sternbach's.
Lamore said a third person, Blake Weschenfelder of Anchorage, received 3 years of probation.
Mr. Weschenfelder wasn't charged with any firearms violations. He was only charged in count one of the indictment for the conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act. And he had a limited role in that conspiracy, not only for the duration of the conspiracy. He was only involved during a short period of time at the beginning of the conspiracy.
Federal agents raided LaBeouf and Sternbach's Glen Allen home in April. The couple was arrested after an unregistered machine gun, 19 other firearms, marijuana, and coca plants were found. The couple was not charged for the marijuana and cocaine grow ops. In July, the couple pled guilty to the charges. Reporting in Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.